Your great power lies not on the surface, but deep within your being. Hello, guys. It's Jacob with the JDT Podcast. And of course, you guessed it. This episode is on living without power. Before I jump into the message, I want to express how power can be an item that we determine as the possessors to use, abuse, or corrupt it. Power can be limitless in some places or some situations, but your power can also be utilized as a tool to help uplift one another, your surrounding peers, as well as yourself and those who may be surrounding you. So this episode of Living Without Power, as I refer to my iPad, which is here out of the camera view, is going to be exactly that, living without power. And I want to make this a two-part thing to where I discuss living without power first. And then secondly, I will come back on the next episode and discuss living with power. So living without power that can create numerous issues. Imagine plugging in a lamp in your home and it still doesn't work. You'll immediately think that, oh, well, maybe there's a shortage in the socket or outlet, or maybe the bulb is blown. But in fact, there is no power in your home. You forgot to pay your bill, and your electricity is out. See, a lot of us have gotten to a place where we are living without power, and we don't realize that we have forgotten to pay our bill until we go and we hit that switch to turn it on, and nothing happens. You're in a moment now where you want to enable your power, I'll say, and nothing happens. Now you're realizing that, in a sense, you're powerless. You have no electricity. You have no flame to push you on further. You have nothing to what can boost you past where you were once stuck. And living powerless can be dangerous as hell. It can place you in an area to where all of your days seem dark. All of your moments seem to be as if you've taken a pitfall and you can't come out of that. You don't have a ladder, you don't have a rope, and you're deep down in this well to where there's no escape. That's living powerless. That is where you may feel as if you have bitten the dust, you have kicked the bucket, and you're off of your rocker, you're off of your high horse. But I'm here to tell you that in that moment where you do indeed find out that where you're in a powerless predicament or a powerless moment in your life is where you have the opportunity to come out 10 steps ahead from where you first felt as if you had lost your power. You are in a moment to where you can skyrocket from where you were lost, where you had fallen down into that deep, dark, cold, wet well, and you felt as if there's nothing and no one and not a soul that can help you out. You must realize where you lost your power, which for this analogy I use that you forgot to pay your bill. But in all retrospect, we can say that you have gotten to a moment to where you forgot to charge yourself. Now, charging yourself can come from many ways. Ways that I charge myself come from relaxing, praying. Also, they come from moments where I have to sit back and pull myself from life and have to realize that, okay, let's go over what we have to go for this week to come. Let's go over what we did last week. And now let's also remember what our goals and our future endeavors are, so that way we stay charged up. Now, of course, your power can, as I stated earlier, it is easy for you to abuse your power. Now, abusing your power is when you've been placed in a position of power, or you know that over your peers or surrounding persons that you have power or pull or some type of force over them. Now, for some people with their power, they may enjoy to utilize their power to take someone over. they may enjoy that moment to boost themselves past someone just to try and belittle them on the back end, just because they have the power at the time to do so. But abusing your power in the long run will only cause pain and powerless moments in the future. Powerless. And this, I'm going to refer to my iPad for this, so just bear with me here. This is a note that I wrote about living without power. Powerless. Living a powerless life can lead to pitfalls and depression. But we must realize at even our lowest and darkest moments, we still have power. Even if we only have enough power and we deplete it to go get back on our feet. The goal is to take advantage of each and every day and use all of your power daily. Once you fall down in that well, it is solely on yourself. You may be someone who may have friends and family surrounding you, but I can tell you from life moments, when shit turns sideways and it just all falls down, I guarantee you, 100% of those people, they may not all leave, but they're not all going to be there once everything turns sideways. You will be placed in moments, especially when you're put in a position or predicament where you've never been before and you're being tested and you're facing a challenge that you've never seen before, that you've never dealt with. That is when you will feel at the base, the deepest you've ever been, beneath the dirt, down in a well where you're freezing. Every night you're cold. You're going to start to get tired. You're going to realize that you may not have the same amount of energy as you once had to go and complete your objectives, complete your task, become more successful. But what you must do in these moments is dig deep enough and tell yourself, starting mentally, that you are going to get back on your feet. I like to refer back to the crawl, walk, run method, because in order to first get moving, you have to start to crawl. It's just as if life, when we're babies, we don't know how to crawl. We can't function properly without our parents picking us up or someone picking us up and carrying us around. Until we first initially learn how to crawl. Tummy time, right? I had to learn that new with my son, but yes. So tummy time. We have our tummy time and to learn how to first crawl and start moving on our own. Now, once we start crawling, after we've passed that tummy time method, now we're crawling. We're on the move. We're able to move. Now, we're not moving as fast as those other children who are able to walk, but we are still able to get into places. After we get bypassed the crawling phase, now we're walking and we're moving. We're going places now. Pretty soon, now you start to get a little bit more power. Now you're starting to be able to talk and pronounce certain words, right? Usually the words that you hear from your parents or surrounding people. But you've now gained more power by being able to talk. And as you get even more older and you start to learn more words, and you've now started to become one with your body, you're able to run for the first time. And once you start running, now you've gotten your full power, because now I'm pretty sure you're able to talk even more and pronounce more words and be able to articulate yourself a little better. But you must realize that once you start running, nothing can stop you. Of course, we see it all the time with kids. They start running for the first time and then they fall over. But what do? They'll either cry or whatnot, and 9 times out of 10, get up and run back to their parent, right? Or parents. But in that moment, that solely explains what I'm expressing here, living without your power. Again, going back to the tummy time where you don't have the power to move without assistance, right? You taught yourself and you learned throughout your time being down on your stomach. All right, cool. I realize that if I prop myself up like this, I'm able to maneuver around and start moving. Wow, I like this. I'm going places now without mom or dad helping me up, you know? So now you're starting to be able to move more. And once you get that forward momentum, all you want to do is get more. Okay, I realize they're walking on their feet. I have to realize how to do that. I have to understand how to do that. So once you get to that moment to where you're starting to progress and move forward more, you have to understand that you have to get your power and move a little faster. Yes, it may take time. It may take a little longer than this kid. My nephew learned how to walk at 8-9 months, but okay, I'm almost a year old and I'm still, you know, a little unstable when I try to stand up on my feet, but that's not about him. This is your race. Okay, so once you realize that you have to do these things to recharge yourself, even if it means you started off in this one field and you were really damn good at it, right? But now you got knocked off and now nobody wants to deal with you. Now nobody understands what you are, who you were. Nobody even respects you as that person anymore that you once were, where even if you were the top person in that field, now they're just like, oh, I've bypassed this person. Now what I suggest you do is go back to the drawing board. Let's go get this power on. Let's go pay this bill, make sure this electricity is charged up, make sure my engine and my motor, my home is fully powered up, because now we're back at the drawing board, baby. I promise you, it's people who may say that if I lost everything today, I'm pretty sure I could get it back. And how fast you get it back, that's solely on you, because at the end of the day, it's your race. But the thing about it is, are you going to get it back or are you just saying that to make it sound good? I guarantee you I'll get it back. I don't care, because I promise you, once you get that mindset that you are dangerous and even more dangerous when you take a setback, if you have that same mindset from, oh, I guarantee you I can get it back if I were to lose everything today, you have that same mindset from where you are now, you won't ever have to worry about losing everything, because you know you won't allow that to happen. You know solely at the end of the day, you're going to wake up after going to rest the night before. You're going to wake up the next day and dominate whatever you do. You're going to ensure that there never is a setback. Now, there will be times where you are held at a stopping point for a moment, at a stopping block, I'll say. But what some may call a stopping block or a wall in track, they call them starting blocks. It's all about your wordplay on things and how you look and view your life from your vantage point. Now, yes, you can look at it as a block that's stopping you from moving on forward, or you can look at it as a block that's going to help you bound forward at even greater force. I was listening to a word today where it talks about bamboo. And what the pastor said was bamboo is a strong fixture where it's used to build structures. It's used for many things, right? It's one of the strongest plants, okay? But once it is planted into the ground, it takes 3 years before for that seed, for the bamboo seed and for the bamboo to be earthed before it is able to come above ground. But once it breaks the surface of the ground, it can grow at 2 inches per hour in the first 24 hours. So start thinking about your life as that bamboo. Yes, it may take time under the surface, because not everybody is going to need to know what you have going on. Not everyone is going to need to see what you have going on individually as well. It's solely on yourself to realize that you are going to do something. You have a plan. You will not stay in this powerless stage. You're going to recharge yourself. You will stay beneath the surface as long as it takes until you get to that moment to understand that I will grow rapidly once I get everything in order. Yes, I've taken a setback. Yes, I had to step back and remove myself from the people who were holding me back for a while. Hell, I was even holding myself back for a while, and I had to alleviate that gray area or that dark side away from myself. I could not be my own downfall. I could not defeat myself, although I know I'm the only person that can beat me, because this race is solely me versus myself. I know who I am. I understand my worth, but I will not be stopped. Regardless, you have to want that. You have to have that hunger, that drive in you. Okay, yes, you forgot to charge up a little while. Take a moment. Don't take a day. Take a moment to recoup, get your mind back on track, get your life back on track, and get your heart back on track. Because now it's time to charge back up. It's time to understand that regardless of what you are dealing with, where you have been, what's kept you held down before, that shit is done. It's time for you to realize that, yes, you had to spend your time beneath the surface, but you will grow. You will sprout more rapid. And when people start to see you growing and sprouting, they're going to be like, well, damn, how did this happen? We hadn't even seen this person for this long. We haven't seen him. We haven't seen her. But apparently this joker was over here working. I'm getting it done. You got to have that mindset that regardless of whoever, whatever, whenever you feel like giving up, you just have to remember that right now you're rooted. You're under the surface. You're working on you right now. You're working on your objectives. You have to know that although these people don't know anything about what you have going on, you know what you have going on. And regardless of what people may say, because they will attack you with their words, their hatred, and any of that, you know that you have your power. And once you start to realize that and understand that, you will never be powerless. Regardless of who may be placed in a position of power, even if that is above you, keep working and stay rooted until it's your time to get that position. Continue to use your power to elevate yourself, even if that means you have to stay beneath the ground for a little while longer. You have to stay rooted in the ground a little while longer. But I guarantee you, a strong tree doesn't fall over after they spent more time beneath the surface and they let their roots grow. They have that base. They have everything they need beneath them to ensure that they stay grounded and nothing uproots them until they decide for themselves to fall. You will not fall. You will never be deemed as powerless. You will always be someone that will fulfill every dream and every objective that they have set for themselves as long as you allow yourself to. You can't be stopped. You won't be stopped. Even if right now you're in your tummy time phase, crawling's about to come soon. After crawling, now you're going to start walking. Yes, while you're walking, you're going to stumble over here and there. But guess what comes after the walking phase? It's time to start running, baby. And I'm telling y'all, once you get into your objectives and you start realizing that, oh, snap, I'm in this running phase. And sometimes you won't even realize that it's time to run yet until everybody's starting to, you're just starting to realize things are starting to move so fast. You got a bonus here. You got move forward to a new position there. Now you're realizing, oh, I got to start running. I got to keep up. Now you have to project yourself and push yourself forward to a new position to where whatever happens, you will not be stopped. I guarantee you, we are all on success together. We are going to be going to these places together. I appreciate you all so much, as always. Be sure, if you're not already, subscribe, like, leave comments, and always be sure to live your life in a powerful and a power-on moment. Peace.